A black and white photograph of the late Al McIntosh hangs on the wall at the newspaper he once owned, the Rock County Star-Herald. It shows him seated at his desk. He's wearing a tie and a white dress shirt with his trademark French cuffs. His stern expression is softened by the family photos behind him. He looks a little like Dwight Eisenhower did when he was president. In one hand, McIntosh holds a cigarette. The other hand rests on his typewriter. It's here where McIntosh created his weekly column. Some of those columns he wrote during World War II are about to make McIntosh famous. His daughter, Jean McIntosh Wickstrom, becomes emotional thinking about it all, that Ken Burns will feature her father's words in his documentary The War 28 years after his death, and more than 60 years since he wrote about the war in his column, More or Less Personal Chaff.
And if you're familiar with the word chaff, it's what's left over from grinding of the grain, and it just blows away with the wind. But the interesting thing is, a generation later, someone named Ken Burns and Tom Hanks found chaff, which didn't blow away.
Tom Hanks reads McIntosh's words in the documentary. Burns calls McIntosh's columns the single greatest archival discovery in his 30 years of filmmaking. He adds that McIntosh's words provide the Greek chorus for the war.
We started reading the columns and we were struck by this essential humanity that he had, that he understood the war. I mean, Laverne is outwardly unchanged, but inwardly every family is suffering in some way, is anxious in some way, is heroic in some way, and he seemed to understand the little quotidian daily moments where the war so far away affected everybody there. And he becomes the backbone, as read by Tom Hanks, and he just hits it out of the park. I mean, he is an actor known for his humanity, and it combines with Al McIntosh, it's like one and one equaling three.
McIntosh's daughter says Burns did a great job selecting lines from her father's columns, in effect editing them for the screen.
While he has been compared to Mark Twain, which is a surprise to me, I can see that emotion that came through in some of his writing, whether he intended it or it just happened to flow as he was sitting down at that typewriter. And then combined with the film footage that Mr. Burns has put in the documentary, coupled with his writings, it almost becomes poetic, I have discovered. I've had a chance to see the advance film, and it's a must. It's very powerful.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, all night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin claiming that D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun.
When we stumbled sleepily down the hall to answer the ringing telephone, we made a mental note that it was shortly before 3 a.m.
Is taking place between the Germans and...
We picked up the receiver thinking it was Sheriff Roberts calling to say there had been an accident. Instead, it was Mrs. Lloyd Long playing the feminine counterpart of Paul Revere, saying, "Get up, Al, and listen to the radio. The invasion has started."
Says the British-American landing operations from the sea and from the air are stretching over...
We sat by the radio for over an hour, listening to the breathtaking announcements.
Casualties may reach a dreadful toll.
And then we went to bed, to lie there for a long time, wide-eyed in the darkness, thinking, what Rock County boys are landing on French soil tonight? Al McIntosh, Rock County Star-Herald.
McIntosh wasn't just a columnist, he was a newspaper man covering the good and the bad.
You make friends and you make enemies. And those enemies might not talk to you in church next Sunday when you attend because you've either hurt their feelings or told the rest of the community about something that has gone awry with a business situation or in their personal lives. They might have had a police citation, don't know, but you know, it is a matter of record, and this is what journalism is all about.
McIntosh never stopped gathering news. Betty Mann, president of the County Historical Society, says people learn to be on guard.
He walked down the street many, many times, and you had to be careful if you met Al. You needed to be careful what you said. Because if you said something that he thought was very interesting, it was in the paper on Thursday.
If you didn't have the facts and figures with you at the time he accosted you. He would get back to you. He would have your phone number written down so that he could follow up.
Morris Spitzer says McIntosh was on the job even while ushering at the First Presbyterian Church.
When we got done ushering, the church started. Well, I always had to go out and have a cigarette, and I was smoking at the time also. So I went out and had a cigarette with him, and then, of course, all while having conversation in our cigarette, while he was picking your brain, of course, for anything that he could find out about you or the community.
Those that remember him best say McIntosh loved writing the column. It was a way for him to include information in the paper about everyday people, as well as to gently jostle well-known community figures. Before his writing was discovered by Burns, McIntosh was best known for a serious column he wrote in 1964 entitled The Tired American. The staunch Republican railed against the counterculture of the 1960s, and many newspapers around the country reprinted the column. It touched a nerve. McIntosh received many letters of support, but he also received many letters from those who vehemently disagreed. His daughter says the negative feedback and a lifetime of smoking led to a heart attack. McIntosh sold the newspaper in 1968. He died in 1979 at the age of 73. He had lived in Laverne for almost four decades. McIntosh didn't intend it that way. McIntosh Vikstrom says her father thought he'd stay only for a few years before moving on to a major newspaper.
But he came to Laverne and just fell in love with the community, with running his own business, meeting interesting people, being the voice of a community.
And now through his columns, McIntosh provides a voice for a nation and its people living through horror, heartache, and homecoming on the home front. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Pat Mack.